Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1288, The Positives and Negatives of Investing Your Money in Gold, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host and narrator of the show, and I'm here every single day, including weekends and holidays, reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And for your Friday, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to the post as we start optimizing your life. The Positives and Negatives of Investing Your Money in Gold, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. Do you remember all the hype around gold in the not-so-distant past? From 2007 to 2011, the value of an ounce of gold went from about $500 to $1,800. If you would have purchased gold in 2007, you would have nearly quadrupled your investment in just 5 years. Now that is one heck of an investment. Around this time, I also pronounced that you shouldn't buy gold, and it received a lot of criticism. In the more recent years, gold has settled back down to around $1,300, and sometimes slightly less than that. So hopefully you took my advice. But the question still remains in the back of people's minds. Would it be wise to invest in gold right now? At its current price, gold is worth $500 less than its previous high, so one would think that an increase in value could be on the horizon. Here's what you really need to know about the pros and cons of investing in gold. Pros of investing in gold. In my opinion, there are three major pros when it comes to gold investment. 1, it's a quality hedge against a down market. 2, it will still have value if paper currency inflates. And 3, there is an apparent upside to its value versus prior years. 1, gold is a quality hedge against a down market. As we all saw in 2007, when the stock market took a dive, everyone began putting their faith in gold instead. With the higher demand in gold and with a limited supply, the price of gold went up, massively. Within the next couple of years, we may witness another steep down market, which may again increase the value of gold. 2, gold will still have value if paper currency inflates. Local currencies constantly fluctuate against foreign currencies. It's the way of the world. Policies are in place to hold currencies steady, but they're not always foolproof. Once a currency begins to make a downward spiral, it can be very difficult to stop severe inflation, which, of course, decreases our purchasing power. Gold is often the more solid option for currency, since there's a finite amount of this precious metal. If you have gold, then you are likely to hold on to more of your overall worth than someone that has put all of their faith in the banks and paper currency. 3, there is an apparent upside to the value of gold. As I stated before, gold was once at $1,800, but now rests at a value of less than $1,300. If there's a slight blip in our economy that sends fear through the nation, then gold could easily spike back up to that $1,800 mark. It no longer seems far-fetched, because, after all, the value has already been there before. Cons of investing in gold. I used to be a huge advocate of gold and silver investing, but my opinions on this investment technique have changed, largely because of these cons. 1, gold has a terrible historical return. If you went back 200 years and put $10,000 in gold, $10,000 in bonds, and $10,000 in stocks, which of these investments would come out on top? Well, if you're smart, you would probably not choose gold to be the top investment, But the astonishing part about this is how poorly it actually performed versus the stocks and bonds. Here are the values of your investments after 200 years. Gold, $26,000. Bonds, $8 million. Stocks, $5.6 billion. Based on the historical returns, gold is a lousy investment. 2. Gold is worthless if things get really bad. As a pro, we stated that gold is a great hedge against the dollar inflating, which causes us to lose our purchasing power. This is true, but what if the currency becomes absolutely worthless and we all have to resort to trading goods to survive? What value is gold at that point? Well, let's see. You certainly can't eat gold, so it is of little value for that purpose, and you really can't make anything easily out of gold either, so there really isn't any value there. Pretty much at this point, your gold nuggets and bars are only as valuable as a rock, because you might be able to throw it at something and kill it. 3. Gold only earns you money when you sell it. The biggest con of investing in gold, in my opinion, and Warren Buffett's, is that it produces you absolutely nothing when you own it. If you want to grow truly wealthy, then you want to buy an asset that produces a passive income while you own it, so that you can then buy other assets that make you even more wealthy. Warren started doing this as a boy when he bought a hunk of land. He knew the land would increase in value, but the truly great part of his investment was that he could earn an income each year from the local farmer that wanted to rent his land. After a few years of rental income, Warren could then reinvest his money into even more land and do this over and over again. This method allowed him to buy assets that gained in value, but also gave him income while he owned them. Since gold can only provide you an income when you sell it, that is, if you sell it for more than you bought it for, I consider it to be a pretty terrible investment. You just listened to the post titled "The Positives and Negatives of Investing Your Money in Gold" by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
All right, that's going to do it for today and for another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. As always, I thank you so much for your support, for being here every single day and listening. It's all thanks to you and our great authors for helping us to get here. So have a great start to your weekend, and I'll be back with more posts for you tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.